Hi guys, this is James, Community Manager for Vooks.net and podcast host. Just to let you know what this file is. It's pretty much a 15 to 20 minute supplement to the podcast itself. We didn't really know what we were talking about in terms of Nintendo's presence at E3 2013 this year, because there was so much like misinformation from the translations and stuff of Iwata's speech that we weren't 100% sure, so we couldn't really have a proper cohesive discussion. We did try to, though, and that's pretty much what you're about to listen to. It's a little bit all over the place, but we generally do just talk about Nintendo in general for the future, and we did decide to cut it from the podcast as a team. However, we thought it was too good to throw away, so we're presenting it here in a separate format so it doesn't get wasted, and the best way to think of it is as like a deleted scene or bonus materials that you'd find on a DVD or something. Just remember that this scene itself was recorded under the impression that it would be included with the full episode 73, so we do recommend listening to that if you haven't already, but you don't have to. You can enjoy this separate piece of discussion if you really wish to as well. We hope you like this new formatting that we will be using from now and then in the future, and we'll hopefully see you next episode. Don't forget you can also visit the site on www.books.net, that's like books with a V, and hopefully we'll see you soon. Here it is. And we're back, so we'll talk about our hot topic's a little bit of a weird one because we weren't really sure if we're going to do it or not. Nintendo have announced, actually I don't even know what this new story is now that I think about it. Nintendo have announced that they're not going to do a big like press conference for E3 2013, which starts in the first week of June, as far as I'm aware. Have you guys read up on this more than I have? Because I do know that the statement that was originally released claimed they weren't going at all. And then Nintendo America stepped in to clarify that they were going, but they're doing it in smaller shows or something?
Yeah, essentially they're not doing the giant, huge press conference, you know, the main event of E3 that we used to look forward to, basically. They're doing two smaller events, so they're, I guess, you know, just going to be a small portion of games media will be allowed to get in and play around bits and pieces of the game in the big presentation. And then the second part will be like business partners where they talk to GameStop and publishers and stuff as to how they want to be promoted and things like that. So they're going to have all the games out on the floor and things like that that would normally happen. It's basically they're not going to have the big, hi, I'm Reggie, I kick ass and take names in 2 hours of this is what's going to happen for the next year. It's just going to be a lot of, you know, smaller, I guess, doling out bits and pieces. And the stuff that would have been in the big E3 announcement, they're going to do it more directly to people, bypassing games media and just doing it through those directs instead, as far as I understand.
Yeah. So now the biggest...
I mean it's fair, given the fact that they often have those technology troubles on the stage with the Wii Remote and all that sort of stuff. So they want it just to go, you know, smoothly and not be misinterpreted, that sort of thing.
I think one giant positive is that they're not going to be competing with PS4 and new Xbox big giant presentations.
Like, that has to be a big part of it. I mean,
it's not going to be, Nintendo had the worst E3 presentation because they just didn't have an E3 presentation, so they don't lose by default.
But at the same time, it also is like, why have they pulled out? Like, people will be like, the general public would be, you know what I mean? Like, they're like, oh, they're pulling out because they have something wrong.
They've given up.
Yeah.
There is that, but the fact of the matter is Sony and Microsoft are going to have their heavy hitters in the console. Nintendo doesn't have that right now. All of their hardware is established and they're working on it. So their big things are going to be stuff like Wii Fit.
Yeah, so, true.
I guess they're just trying to avoid that awkward comparison because they're looking at end-game strategy right now with their software, whereas they can't pull anything to, square off against the competitor's hardware because they simply don't have anything. They don't need another hardware iteration right now. So
yeah,
I mean, even a, you know, here's Super Smash Bros. Playable, that would get overshadowed by two giant consoles being not announced but sort of being more fleshed out and having a giant presentation dedicated towards them. It's just going to overshadow anything Nintendo could want to do.
Plus, I feel like a lot of the audience doesn't necessarily tune in for a 2-hour show, is more interested in seeing about 10 minutes of raw footage of all of the teasers and trailers, and that's going to play well into Nintendo's hands when they can just show off these trailers one by one in the smaller press conferences.
Mass media, I've noticed in previous E3s, they generally will do they usually ignore Nintendo regardless of whether they have a presentation. But if they are covering anything from E3, it'll be the stuff that was announced in the big conferences, and you'll see like a 2-second snippet on the local news, or you know, the national news, as, hey, this company announced a thing. But you don't see the smaller stuff that would be more just for the games media niche. So I think they would lose on that giant mass media coverage, but I guess Nintendo must feel that the getting direct to people rather than going through a middleman might be a bit more effective.
The only issue I have with this approach is, for example, us. How do we cover this event if it's all private?
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, we'd only be able to look at what that small proportion of games media put out, and then as opposed to having, you know, direct access to it, we would just be looking at what other people have said and kind of repeating it.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. I don't know how to feel about it.
Yeah, and I can see that.
It's just a bizarre. I thought maybe they were pulling out because they're going to start doing, like, for example, Space World again.
Oh yeah, and they could start. Yeah, that would make sense because, I mean, big media will cover like a CES or more specialized shows, but. Yeah, I don't think Nintendo are doing that.
They won't do that.
yeah, I'm sure they won't. They're just doing directs instead.
But yeah, I do hope that. I don't know how to feel about it. I just really hope that this is their like last chance, really, for people who are still pretty convinced that the Wii U is not doing that well. They really have to bring this home, and I'm sure they're going to with Retro's project, at least. I've got a lot of faith.
Oh, they have to.
I've got a lot of faith in that, because I've said it like the last two podcasts. My theory is that they're holding off on that on purpose because they know it's going to cause a big bang when they announce it.
Mm.
And what better? Well, they did say that they're.
Yeah, they're looking at ways of bringing news to people during E3 time, so it'll still be that whole, you know, everyone's excited, E3's happening, it just won't be that big conference. So I guess whether that means they'll, you know, do directs while E3's happening, or...
Do you know what would be huge, but I know it won't happen, is if they...
Do a Nintendo Direct while Microsoft are doing their conference.
Oh, no, I mean, like, they should do... if they were to offer their E3 demos, downloadable, they won't do it. I know that they won't, but that would be huge if they did that.
That would be huge, yeah, wow.
But that's, I mean...
Even if it was only like limited edition, like download this for this week and then it will disappear so they can continue revising it and not have people report on it, sort of thing.
That's true, because I mean they can do the usage system like they did with 3DS if they really want to.
You can use it 5 times.
But then they could also do like, I mean, what would be great would be like some, I mean, Capcom did this ages ago with the first Lost Planet game. I don't know if you guys remember, but they released the same demo that everyone played at E3 at the same time that everyone played at E3. So it was, what, a year or something ahead of the game coming out. And everyone loved that. That was a great, like, no one's ever done it since.
You have to wonder why not. I mean, it sounds like the most sound business strategy.
That sounds like a really fantastic thing. I mean, it's one thing hearing or reading someone talk about how the demo was pretty cool, but, like, if I can play that demo right then, I'm going to be so much more excited for a game than just hearing someone say it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, I don't think it's going to happen, but it would be really great if it did.
Are you listening, Nintendo?
Yeah, listen. Listen to me. And then give me money.
Listen to this podcast.
Yeah, yes. But yeah, I don't know if you guys saw, but Take-Two, or was it 2K? Take-Two, I think, have also announced they're not going to E3.
Yeah, actually, I did see that. They're just skipping it entirely.
Which is really bizarre to me. Like,
I wonder if E3 is, like, I remember not long ago they were downsizing it and then they realized actually no one liked that, so they're bringing it back now. But I wonder if it's losing a bit of its, I guess, relevance, since, you know, a company like Nintendo can just go straight out. They don't have to wait for a giant event for the main media to cover it. They can just say, hey, if you like Nintendo, here's a thing that is interesting.
But it is different, though. But when it downsized before, it was more to do with the glitz and glamour, and especially the whole booth babe thing. And it was, you know, it was such a weird sort of thing, like showbiz for games. So now downsized, that made it more centric to the actual product.
Yep.
But this seems like they're moving away from it completely.
Yeah.
So it seems different, but, you know, it'd be interesting to see what happens to the event. Especially with things like the EB Expo. starting to maybe cover some of this stuff, and then you've got GDC, Tokyo Game Show, and as well as Nintendo Direct.
And a lot of places will show stuff off at PAX, probably not PAX Australia, but you know, the real PAX. Because, like,
back in 2007 or 2008, this was the concentrated news explosion of the year.
Mm, yeah, whereas it was like a couple of issues of a magazine would be E3 dedicated.
Yeah. I mean, in my opinion, Nintendo Direct is a great thing. They can just choose when they want, pick and choose when they want to release certain information. And when they do, it'll definitely be prepared.
And that's the other thing. It's all by the terms. Like, they don't have to adhere to the E3 standard or whatever, which is also...
Exactly. Mm. I mean, if Nintendo in May is saying, we don't have a lot of stuff, they're trying to push it all together for E3, you know, and all we get is Wii Motion Plus.
Vitality Sensor.
That, yes, that's the one. And it's just so underwhelming. You know, what if they just don't have the content? Better to wait until maybe, I don't know, September, when they've really got some content and they'll push it in Nintendo Direct.
That's a good point, but at the same time, I think we're at the point now where people have waited long enough for Nintendo to put stuff out, especially for the Wii U, and I think they need to really bring it. And every other...
Yeah, people are really waiting on E3 to be, come on, Nintendo, you've not told us anything about the Wii U, and you're just going to blow me away at E3, I know you will.
Every other year, though...
They really have to.
Every other year, though, I think that Ben's idea is good, but I just don't think this year that they can afford to wait until September, for example, to show off stuff.
Like, that is true, but I don't want to be in the position where I'm saying, come on, Nintendo, you can do it, you can restore faith in the fan base, show us a new Metroid or F-Zero or something, because the fact of the matter is, I just don't think they're going to show Metroid or F-Zero until they're really ready, or Star Fox, or anything like that, for that matter.
Yeah, but how long have Retro been working on this stuff for? Surely, if it is a Metroid or whatever thing...
Yeah, I think that the fact that we've been waiting so long and hearing next to nothing about it has made people think, well, they must have been holding off this big news. They've been ready for a while, but they want to hold it off till E3 because that's when big news happens.
Well, you've got to remember, how long has it been since Donkey Kong Wii came out?
God, how long has it been?
2010, wasn't it?
2010, yeah. That's literally three...
It was 2011.
Oh, was it? I can't remember. But
I'm not sure.
It's a long time, either way. So... What have they been doing?
Yeah, what's
then?
Retro been doing?
And they have. It's not like they just sit there doing nothing. They have been doing something.
Oh, yeah, they'd have to be.
Yeah, 2010. It was the end of 2010.
All right. I just want to see Bayonetta 2 as well.
Yeah, that's a good point. They've said that it's happening, and then they did a developer walkthrough. But, yeah, I think that would be, you know, a pretty interesting thing to see at E3.
The weird thing, though, is that you got to look at the gestation cycles. I read yesterday, Luigi's Mansion 2, been in production since 2009.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You got to remember, though, when they say production, they say, that could be as much as, like, you know, we're writing up some storyboards on a scrap piece of paper.
Yeah, it could be, I've decided we're going to do a sequel to that game that was reasonably popular, and then they don't do anything for 12 months, but that will still count as part of the period, I guess.
I just think, as far as Metroid goes, and being a big Metroid fan, they've really put themselves in a corner when you look at Link to the Past 2, you know, Yoshi's Island 2, or I guess Yoshi's Island 3, but we won't count DS because it wasn't that great. But the fact of the matter is they're looking at these almost like retroactive 2D type sequels, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Where it's like really retains that, you know, the viewpoint of the game, literally and metaphorically. So how can we not have a 2.5D Metroid as the next big Metroid game? Is what I'm saying.
I feel like that's what they tried to do that with Other M, though, to some degree. But look, we're talking about Metroid a little bit too much. But I was just going to say, like, a perfect example of development cycles is, like, for example, Assassin's Creed 3. They said that it was in, like, development for, like, 3 to 5 years or something. But it didn't actually enter production until the fourth or third year. So
yeah, they can throw around ideas for years before someone writes a single piece of code.
Yeah, so
you can't take that seriously. Such an annualized sequel.
Yeah, but that's true. Yeah. But I guess the thing is, I just really want to know. Nintendo needs to. I guess that they needed to do stuff differently to make an impact, and I think this might be the beginning of it, if that makes sense. And because it's quite a big thing for one of the big three to not go to E3 in the same capacity as they normally would.
Mm. I mean, I think they just really need to show the gameplay. They need to show what they're doing with Mario.
Yeah.
They need to show what they're doing with Smash Bros. And at least have Mario Kart playable, surely.
They said there would be some playable, some...
No,
like,
do you know what?
Demos.
This is why everyone's confused, because Iwata said there'll be images of Smash Bros., Mario Kart, and the new Mario. And everyone's like images. Like, you can't just show screenshots of games like that if.
Yeah.
Like, to me,
but the images mean gameplay footage as
well.
If
they think screenshots is all it's going to cut, I think they're really out of touch. Yeah. And but
that, and they really need an ace in the hole. And what I was saying, Metroid, obviously, I'd really like, but anything F-Zero, Star Fox, they need to bring back, you know, something that really, you know, shows they're catering to those fans. I think.
Something that's not Mario that they haven't
been
consistently pumping games out for. Something that people have felt has been neglected, I guess.
But yeah, really, Metroid, F-Zero, Star Fox, I'm not fussy at this point because,
Zelda.
Star Fox and...
Yeah, but...
They've
given us a little bit of information
on that, but
yeah.
We'll just get the Wind Waker, I reckon, now that I think about it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
No new Zelda, I don't think.
But like... You know, I think F-Zero and Star Fox, they skipped Wii completely. They have to do something for them.
Yeah. So this turned into what are Nintendo doing for E3 to what would we want Nintendo to do at E3.
Yeah.
I guess
that's what E3 speculation always turns out into.
Yeah, that's true.
Like some fantasy.
But yeah, so hopefully that their new approach will do them more good than more harm. I'm sure it will do more good because they get to show their own stuff on their own terms without
having direct comparisons to the things that are happening the next door.
I still think comparisons will happen, but I understand where you're coming from. They should bring They should bring back Cammy.
Yes. No, yeah, I'm just very interested to see how it pans out.
Yeah, it's hard to work. It doesn't help that most of us don't understand what's going on because there's been so many different, like, stories kind of from different branches of Nintendo.
I think all we can really hope for is that they really put strength into the Wii U over the 3DS.
Well, that's what they need to do. Like, it's ridiculous that they...
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I still can't fathom that they did that direct about just 3DS, like, you know, what was it last month that we've just discussed.
Yeah,
and they've just completely
they mentioned the Wii U in passing, basically, but it was just like, hey, remember that thing we announced last time? It's happening in a week.
Yeah, like, it's just ridiculous, but
yeah,
we'll see what happens.
And essentially especially with the 3DS in such a strong position and then being built upon as well, the Wii U is what really needs that right now.
It makes you think that, like, the reason they might not have, like, you could see that they didn't bring up the Wii U because, A, they wanted to leave it for E3 or have this focus on 3DS, or people with, you know, who don't think Nintendo are going to do very well might just think they don't actually have anything to announce and they're just, you know, biding their time until they actually do have something to announce. And I hope that's not true, but...
Well, there is that. But there's also the fact that we've been looking at the, you know, 1.5-2 years gestation once the product releases until it really catches steam. That's what happened with the 3DS.
Yeah, that's very
Nintendo
true.
Nintendo recognised that's what happened with the DS and the Wii before that.
Yeah.
So you have to think, have they recognised this and thought, we don't really have much for the Wii U at this point, let's really save it until E3? You know, I think they've actually recognised it and they just have to deal with it at this point. So maybe they just didn't bother with Wii U for the direct.
The other... They are expanding as well.
Their tricks up their sleeves.
Nintendo's expanding, like they're moving into a new building, they're rapidly expanding. So I think...
Yeah.
I think that... I don't know if it's a direct response, but I think that... The biggest thing that I think is that they should have realised that they probably weren't going to get much third-party support and they should have expanded quicker and they should have been ready for the fact that they wouldn't have gotten that much third-party support. Because, yeah. And I think that now they've realised that, and now they're expanding properly. And I don't know if it's in direct response to the Wii U, and it's underperformance. They're still doing it.
Or possibly as a result of the 3DS's fantastic performance, I guess, recently. They've got the funding to do so, maybe.
Yeah, but I guess there's not much we can do without waiting and seeing.
Yeah, that's about it.
Weird hot topic is... that's pretty much all we can say about it, so... Data received.